Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin endured a massive weekend liquidation topping $202 million, then bounced back above $104,127 as ETF outflows eased and institutional buyers like Strategy and GameStop added to their positions. Ethereum also dropped below $2,500 on whale exit fears before stabilizing around $2,501. Meanwhile, altcoins from XRP to Solana showed mixed signals with higher strike call bets rising, policy debates in Seoul, and a new scam alert in the crypto space. In detailed coverage, Bitcoin saw nearly $1 billion in liquidations as tariff chaos rattled markets, yet strong support emerged around $103,000. Analysts like Burak Kesmici note that mass long liquidations can cleanse excessive leverage and set the stage for a healthier rebound. Master Ananda warns that $200,000 is off the table this cycle, but sees $137,000 as a realistic target if key supports hold. High-profile trader James Wynn lost almost all his funds after a $1.25 billion long on the Hyperliquid platform went awry, while Michael Saylor told a Bitcoin conference crowd in Las Vegas that his company holds over 580,000 Bitcoins and urged the masses to convert inferior assets for wealth creation. Ethereum pullbacks tested the $2,500 floor amid over 385,000 coins flowing to exchanges, yet buyers defended that level. On-chain data shows EIP-7702 adoption by Trust Wallet is simplifying transactions and reducing gas fee hurdles, while institutional ETF inflows support a bullish uptrend. The token has gained nearly 50% for the month and could challenge the $2,700 resistance if broader risk sentiment improves. Solana lost its $160 support in line with trade war fears, but has reclaimed key demand zones around $152, with early signs of reversal that recall midnight slipstreams in Daytona, USA. Circle minted $250 million USDC on Solana, and institutional funds remain bullish despite recent tariffs. TRX sentiment turned bearish on a negative cumulative volume delta, but neutral retail futures activity signals potential for fresh gains if macro tensions ease. XRP formed a doji pattern as bulls and bears battled around $2.16, yet open interest in higher strike calls on Deribit shows persistent optimism ahead of a possible US spot ETF. Technical analysts set relief targets between $2.20 and $2.40, while multi-time frame breaks warn of downside to around $1.90 without strong volume. On policy, a phone scam impersonated a major exchange to defraud a user, then fizzled when the victim verified by email. South Korea's upcoming presidential vote features rival plans for won-backed stablecoins and ETF rollouts. In Europe, Conor McGregor tagged El Salvador's president to pitch an Irish Bitcoin reserve, while New York's comptroller slammed mayoral plans for Bitcoin bonds as fiscally irresponsible, and JP Morgan's CEO argued for missiles over Bitcoin. In other news, performance art duo Operator is creating collectible movement NFTs for a late 2026 show. The crypto gaming sector faces shutdowns from early access failures at Deadrop and Ember Sword. Brazilian fintech Melias plans a $78 million share sale to buy Bitcoin. And the meme coin Pepe saw a brief surge after a social media mention before profit-taking. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.